Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, no man or religion has called me to preach, but God the Father and Jesus Christ has called me to be a soldier of the cross of Jesus Christ, and He has sent me forth to preach the truth that will prepare the bride of Christ for her soon coming King. And I have been empowered by the Holy Spirit in a Pentecostal experience to bear witness to the truth that will clothe you in the wedding garment. The bride of Christ is about to be taken out of this world in a rapture of glory, and the bride of Christ should be busy about preparing herself for this soon coming event. Revelations 19:7 declares that the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife has made herself ready. Matthew 25:10 declares to us that those that were ready went in with the bridegroom to the marriage supper and the door was shut. Brothers and sisters, we have to prepare ourselves for this soon coming event while the door of opportunity is still open. And we do it through belief in the only gospel that God has given to the church of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom, which is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. God the Father is right now making a marriage for His Son. The Father is sending out the wedding invitations now, calling many, and they will not come because they have rejected the only gospel that will empower them to come and be clothed in the wedding garment, making them worthy to come. And that gospel which they reject is the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Jesus is right now telling the world that the wedding is ready, but they which are invited are not worthy. The Father is right now declaring to us in Matthew 22:4 that the sacrifice of the Lamb of God has been killed, paying the penalty for all sins, making all things ready for anyone who believes to be clothed in the righteous acts of Jesus Christ through them, which will make them worthy to come to this marriage supper of the Lamb. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son as the sacrificial lamb, and whosoever believes in Him as their sacrificial lamb and loses their life with Christ by the faith, they should not perish, but have everlasting life in the resurrected Christ. John 3:16. Many are being called to the marriage supper of the Lamb by this one gospel through the faith in this one sacrifice who has been killed, but few are being chosen to attend the marriage supper because few are choosing to believe that this one supreme sacrifice is the only means to be clothed in the wedding garment, which is the righteous acts of the risen Lord Jesus Christ through the believers that are crucified with Him. If you have rejected this one gospel by accepting any other gospel, repent and come back to the cross and lay down all of your life. Let us pray from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 1 Thessalonians 1:11 through 12. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that You, the very God of peace, would sanctify us wholly. And I pray, God, our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ through the one faith You have given us in the sacrifice of the Lamb. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that You would continue to count us worthy of Your calling to the marriage supper of the Lamb through the faith, and that You would fulfill all the good pleasure of Your goodness through us, and that the risen Christ would do Your works through us by the faith with power, that the name of my Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and we in Him according to the grace of You, God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that You would anoint me to speak forth Your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives the utterance, and that You would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. I pray that You would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that He would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold acts of righteousness through the saints in Your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown or from sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue to teach on the rapture of the church. This is part four in the series. My beloved brothers and sisters, as previously stated, the Father is declaring to us in Matthew 22 and 3 that He is right now sending forth His servants to preach the gospel of the kingdom, which calls and invites all to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But many are choosing not to exclusively believe this one gospel, so they will not be allowed to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Only those that choose to believe this one gospel are made worthy by being clothed in the wedding garment of the Lamb, and therefore they will be the only ones chosen to attend the wedding. My beloved brothers and sisters, what gospel are you listening to? You cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be a partaker of the marriage supper of the Lamb and at the same time eat at the table of the devils behind every other gospel that is not the gospel of the kingdom. You cannot support other gospels and be a friend of their preachers and not be an enemy of God. You can only have faith to believe the gospels that you listen to and support. What gospel are you listening to and supporting? God has appointed one place to meet sinners, and that place is at the cross. God has appointed one gospel for the church of Jesus Christ to preach, and that gospel is the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, which mandates the loss of our entire life in a baptism of death with Jesus Christ on the cross through the faith. At the same time, it demands we offer our bodies to the risen Lord as a daily sacrifice for Him to use as He pleases by the leading of the Holy Spirit to do the will of the Father. Only those that are led by the Holy Spirit through this one faith, which is received from this one gospel, are the children of God. Revelations 19 and 8 and Matthew 22, 12 through 13 declares to us that God has appointed one garment for His Son's wife, and that garment is the righteous acts of the saints, which only the risen Lord can do through the saints as they believe one gospel with one faith and obey the Holy Spirit and suffer death with Christ daily in the process. 2 Timothy 2 and 12 lets us know that if we suffer with Christ by this one faith, we shall also reign with Him as His wife. But if we deny Him the privilege to do the righteous acts of the Father through us by this one faith that we are crucified with Him, then He will also deny us the privilege to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb. At Christ's first coming, Israel wanted an earthly king and not a suffering Messiah, and they missed Him when He came. The Gentile church is doing the same thing right now. They have divorced the suffering Messiah to marry the devils behind every false doctrine which promises them the kingdoms of this world, and they will all miss the rapture if they do not repent and return to the cross. What excuse will you have when Christ comes to take His bride away? Have you purchased a farm, a business, a house, or a property that you need to go see instead of yielding to the Father's will? Have you purchased a car, an entertainment center, a computer, a cell phone, a TV, a video game that you have to test while your faith in a death of self has not been tested through obedience to the Holy Spirit, which will allow the resurrected Christ to live through you? Have you married a wife or a husband and care for the things of this world more than pleasing the Father by desiring peace with your spouse and this world more than peace with the Father and doing His will? Before God's kingdom can be established in our hearts, our kingdoms have to go. And God has prepared a place for our kingdoms and all of our plans to be put to death in Christ at the cross. He that is dead is freed from sin, Romans 6:7 declares. There is no other way. The way to the marriage supper is a narrow way. Are you making light of the only way? or trying to combine it with other false ways? Are you speaking evil of the servants which the Father has sent to invite you to the marriage supper of the Lamb through this one gospel and slay them with your wicked tongues while you speak fondly and reverently of hireling antichrists, deadly snakes, vipers, and scorpions like Anthony Mangan, Mark Hankins, Rick Warren, Joshua Darrow, the Catholic Pope, the Muslim Mohammed, Billy Graham, Tommy Tenney, Buddha, Confucius, 1001 Hindu gods, T.D. Jakes, Paul Crouch, Benny Hinn, Leroy Thompson, Joseph Smith, Rod Parsley, Franklin Jensen, Ken Copeland, Joel Osteen, Mary Baker Eddy, John Hagee, Creflo Dollar, Jesse Duplantis, Kenneth Hagin, Paula White, Joyce Myers, Peter Wagner, Bill Hybels, Fred Price, Cindy Jacobs, Richard Roberts, Oral Roberts, etc., 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 etc. What gospel are these people preaching and selling you? The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us that are saved it is the power of God to kill our sin nature. 1 Corinthians 1:18. Count the cost of following Jesus, my beloved brothers and sisters. If you want to call yourself by Christ's name, then you will have to believe in this one faith that Christ has given his church to believe in, a baptism of death with him on his cross. And if you believe this one faith, then you will eventually suffer the loss of all worldly things as you take up your cross in obedience to the Holy Spirit to follow the risen Lord inside of you as he does the will of the Father through you, which will clothe you in the wedding garment. When the gospel of the kingdom is preached, then the end will come to all those that believe. That is the end of their self-life and a death with Christ. The only term of peace with God is total surrender to this one gospel. And if you want to be counted worthy to be admitted into the marriage supper of the Lamb, you will have to submit to this one gospel and this one faith exclusively to all other beliefs. There is no other way. I'm a man sent by God to invite you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I'm here today selling you the gospel of the kingdom without cost. Come to Christ on the cross now and believe in his sacrifice for you before the bridegroom comes and finds you unworthy and casts you out into outer darkness. Only those that are ready when he comes will go in with him. Then the door will be shut like the door was shut on Noah's ark, and the wrath of God will flood this earth. 1 Thessalonians 5:9 declares to us that God has not appointed his children to wrath. But if you keep rejecting the sacrifice the Father has killed for you to make all things ready by rejecting the only faith that will let him live through you, then you are not a child of God, but a reprobate bastard. My beloved brothers and sisters, what will be your excuse for not being ready when the bridegroom returns for his bride? Once you have heard this one gospel of the kingdom and you choose not to believe it or support it, you will have no excuse and you will be counted among the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. And you will have your part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Repent and come back to the cross. The Father has killed his Son, the Lamb, the Messiah, the sacrifice to pay the price for your sins so that his Son can live through you by the faith. All things are made ready for you to attend the marriage supper in the sacrifice of the Lamb. The Father has called you today in this one gospel. Will you choose to be chosen by your belief in the sacrifice, giving up your life completely, or will you be left behind? This is Redemption Ground Bible Church. You can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
We have free books and tapes. Just call or write. God bless you.